Hey, this is Nick Oliveri from Mono Generator. Rex Everything from the Dwarves, and you are listening to Radio Like You Want.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want.
With your host,
Mike Routier.
And Flag the Ripper.
Calm down, everyone. This is calm down. My name is Mike. To my left, Flag the Ripper. We're coming at you once again, Radio Like You Want.
It was a sick and psychotic week, Mike. Let's not sugarcoat it.
We're not
going to
mince words here. We're just going to give you the straight dope.
Nick Oliveri, a sick and twisted individual. Some of you might know him as Rex Everything. Played in the Dwarves, Mondo Generator, Queens of the Trust Fund, Caius. The man is a legend in his own time.
He is a legend. And, you know, he gets a...
He's the kind of guy people
just... How did
just
that guy become such a big whoop-de-doo when his whole SWAT thing went down? It was like on TMZ. It was on fucking Extra, the whole nine. Like, how's that guy prime time?
Well, and that was a great story because I asked Nick about it shortly afterward, and he said, yeah, you know, I said, man, when the cops were knocking at your door, why didn't you just let him in? I mean, he goes, I fell asleep. So right
there... You know
he's
lying because that guy never sleeps.
Yeah. He never eats. He never sleeps.
But look, he deserves every bit of the accolades he gets. He's one of the best bass players on this planet, bar none.
One of the best human beings on this planet. Nick Oliveri.
One of the best vocalists on this planet, bar none.
Known as Rex Everything in the Dwarves.
I've heard. They call him Rex Everything.
So this was a big week.
Speaking about wrecking everything, what about this whole two black flags coming back at you? We have the Keith Morth, Chuck Dukowski version playing punk rock bowling, and we have the actual...
That's the, hey, we want to get paid to Greg version.
And then we have actually Greg Ginn and Ron Reyes with
that's the hey, wait a minute, I want to get paid.
That's the hey, I want to get paid. So you got these two hey, I want to get paid. How's it going to work out? Where are the chips going to fall? What
that's
side
why
are you on?
This summer, go see
World
Black Flag.
Going to split.
Fuck Black Flag. Black Flag. Black Flag.
Let's hear two Black
it's
Flags.
It's not my imagination.
Right,
I got a gun on my back!
Me, do you?
bet I've got something personal against you.
We know you stole our dog, you regret. Never touch it now, you regret. Fucking with it all down, you regret. Everything you've done, now you bet that I've got something personal against you. You denied all the sleaze that graffiti, you regret. Stealing from our past, it's mindless. And your fossil last, we know what you're talking about now. You bet that I've got something personal against you. You deny the shit out the border, you done nothing of your own, you done nowhere to go but down.
Dreaming up something new? You're a dreamer, Doc.
Well, I do dream. Dreams that you could never guess. Your brain is too feeble to conceive what I have accomplished.
You've made some great scientific discovery. What is it?
When you'll find out, Henry, it'll be too late.
You can't pretend to control a man's destiny.
I've already proved it.
You see, Doc, I figured out something. All four of the murdered people had this lotion on them when the devil bat struck.
Picking a bat to be attracted by the scent of a lotion is all foolishness. According to your theory, the killer wouldn't attack me. I haven't any of that lotion on me.
You have now, Doc.
Why did you do that?
Not so funny when it's your own jugular vein that's in danger.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I fucking, I was pissed, jumped in the crowd, like broke guitar, smashed a bottle, and some stupid shit. But I mean, it was just like what I did.
Out sound, Mike.
Wow, what production. What production right there.
What? Production?
Blast. The Dwarves. Dwarves Must Die featuring the one and only...
Rex Everything. Oh. In the place to be.
Wow. Is that one of the first tracks where he was taking the vocal lead or like chipping in at least?
He had sung for me here and there live for years, but on record. Blast
was get
one
that
of the first
shit on
ones
record
where I really
that?
Thought, you know, this is... Nobody but Nick could sing this song. Well, nobody else could scream die quite the same way.
He's made a career out of it, and hey, God bless him. Black Flag before that. The Ron Reyes years there. That's You Bet I've Got Something Personal Against You from Jealous Again, EP 1979. Heard a little Rolls Royce in there. 6 o'clock DJ from the Car Wash soundtrack. But before,
you sort of artfully tarted it up.
We tarted it up. I tell you, that's what we do around here, around radio.
It's like a soundscape, folks. Every week you get... this multi-layered kind of soundscape.
It's
music
very
concrete,
conceptual.
If you will. We're like college radio.
Only more redacted. Circle Jerk started things off, and it's a little taste of what you probably hear at the punk rock bowling thing there. Keith Morris doing some old Black Flag tunes, Revenge, Gimme, Gimme, Gimme. That's from the Warped Tour 2007.
And, you know, you need a good transition. Something about traveling.
Oh, travel. Let's travel.
Globetrotter.
spanning the nine continents of the globe to bring you the finest in punk rock and garbage music.
It's the United Nations of Noise, the International Brotherhood of Rock and Roll, a kumbaya of chaos and carnage.
So join us now, live from Points Unknown, as we bring you Globetrotter. Where the hell are we going this week, Black?
We're off to Asia, and we're exploring the mind of Asian with all these Asian things. The song's called Satisfaction, and we're plumbing the depths of the mind of the Asian.
Don't forget that they're all girls, and they're from Tokyo.
Yeah, and that too.
Jesus.
Sense of freedom. I love the feel of the speed, of the air. It's just so empowering to be around other women who ride, and all different types of women and different lines of work, different types of bikes.
Biker bitch!
Sitting on the back of a bike! Say, did you invite your bitch? You never bitch in for gas!
Yo, Radio Like You Want. This is John Gentile from Philly, features editor at punknews.org, and I'm here to bring you a brand new track from
Iron Reagan.
Mike Rudier actually alerted you guys to Iron Reagan's demo tape a little while ago. Well, they've got a brand new album coming out, their first album, their first true studio production. It's called Worse Than Dead. It's fast, it's fierce, it's throwback metal with a little bit of punk. Here's the first single. It's called
Cycle of Violence.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad, you gotta take a trip into a world so glad, a world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass that never pass, and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip, let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOB, top, it's top. Hey, here we go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Start to climb some mountains. Hey, here we go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Let's close our eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah. Float. Because I'm swimming in beauty. It's all around. Let's take a trip, climb from the ground. Whoa, whoa, oh, yeah. Let's take a trip, it's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me, and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby, oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right, just put your head back.
Just put your head back. Mike, what does he mean by that? Does he mean after you're done using it, put it back where it was? Does he mean, girl, just kind of loll your head back like the Elephant Man while I get busy?
I think that would be a gender-specific call and response there, so it really depends. Like,
gender-specific call and response.
Well, not, you laid
wasn't
out.
That the name of your New Wave album?
Yeah, deep. Deep 70s, man. We were breaking some boundaries, I tell you what. Yeah, that's a true classic there. But before that, we heard an even better song, Iron Reagan. I mean, how much better does it get than that?
Iron Reagan. They seem pretty angry at that point. Is that Tony and the Municipal Waste crew?
It's definitely some people from Municipal Waste, whether it's the Tone. I don't know.
It's the Tone
I don't know.
Door.
I'm not on a first name basis.
Listen,
with them.
I get confused.
You know.
Basically, I just know, I know whoever smokes pot.
Okay, then that would be Tony. Before that, the Cormans, Biker Bitch. And we started things off with Mind.
That was some
Asia.
Very subtle stuff you did in that Biker Bitch, Mike. Yeah. I like the way that you sort of introduced the...
You digging that?
You know, the voice of the modern female biker. And you got it in there.
And
you're
then
always
the Cormans just slam them with Biker Bitch. It's just got to be so humiliating.
And then Mind of an Asian. Dude, I feel like we got in there deeply and explored the mind of the Asian.
Oh, yeah. We ripped it all apart, fucked it all up, put it in the blender, and then stuck it back in the skull. That's
the
what we do around here.
The song is called Satisfaction.
Speaking of sticking things back in the skull, Nick Oliveri coming up next. We're going to hear some Dwarves classics with him on the vocals, but tell you what, Blag, this interview is out of control.
Nick Oliveri, the master, a.k.a. Rex Everything, live in San Francisco with Mondo Generator. You're back.
Yes. Yeah, we got Haas, Ian, and Mike Pygmy, a new lead guitar player, and Ian's doing the rhythms and stuff and doing the punk rock.
Everybody's talking right now about you playing with the dude from Slayer. What's really going on?
I'm excited to do this thing. Casey Chaos from Amen and Ross Robinson have a project. And I don't know if it's a band, but I'm hoping to get my bass in on there. They asked me to do it. And it's Gary Holt from Exodus on guitar, who's been playing in Slayer, and Lombardo on drums, which is sick.
Wow. I can't hear any bass on any Slayer records, true? I mean,
is
you can't.
True?
It's weird.
This is
so
true.
It would be so cool to hear your kind of dominant style of bass or even some downtune stuff with Lombardo's drums. It would be sick.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to turn me way down so you can't hear. But I'll be there. I'll be there. I'm hoping they add some bass. I'm going to put down some bass lines and hopefully they like them. Ross was telling me they're doing Dave's drums by themselves. Then everything else.
That's a cool way to make a record.
The way he plays drums, it's insane. It's wow.
Yeah, you could really go
write something to this.
Yeah.
But I'm sure Casey had some ideas and stuff, and I'm stoked to get in there and do some bass on it and
let's play Slayer on radio like you want.
Hey, this is Nick Oliveri from Mono Generator. Wrecks everything from the Dwarves. And you are listening to Radio Like You Want.
This Isn't Love, Mondo Generator. It's from the brand new record, Hell Comes to Your Heart, Nick Oliveri and Mondo Generator. Now, this track has been haunting me.
You know, it's a love song. All the songs normally are about some sort of love affair with women or substances or something, and they kind of come across in a weird way. But, you know, this song is the more poppier kind of influenced by you and your pop sensibility and Cheap Trick and bands like that, other Chicago geniuses that I think are great, and that's my best interpretation of a pop song that I can do, you know.
Well, that's the thing, because your particular vocal style is not a pop style, but what's amazing is that there's always big shards of classic pop in your music. It really informs. It's just pop music with a very muscular, bassy undertone and this screaming, intense vocal over it, which, I don't know, I think it's the combination of the three that makes the unique sound.
I actually wrote the lyrics for that Slash record. I actually wrote those for that song, and I did a recording of it and sent it to him, but yeah, I kind of used a distorted vocal and kind of got trying right. to get arty or something lame. And he was like, no, well, come in and we'll work on something. And then we worked on the song that we did, and it turned out much better, but he ended up using a different song anyway, because it was about a girl that...
It's always about a girl.
You knew as well, you know
Nick Oliveri.
Well, you know very well.
Mondo Generator, and, Radio Like You Want.
This is fucking hard. You want it?
Yeah.
Call me back right now.
You want to fight?
ship you a new one.
You gotta call me back right now.
Don't you ever call me. Period. I mean it. Do this for me.
Do you understand?
I'm doing this for me.
You do not call me back within 10 seconds. You don't call me back within 30 seconds.
You will pay.
I'm gonna answer the fucking phone right now. God damn it.
Here comes somebody.
What's up, dude?
Happy days, all right?
Thanks, man.
Well, there you go, San Francisco.
Crack cocaine. That's coke. You want coke?
The dude's just handing it out?
Yeah. Excellent. I saw him inside. He's like, you want to get high? I was like, yeah, sure.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
coke.
It.
That's coke because it's falling apart.
That's beautiful.
If it's crack, I don't want that. It. If it's coke, I don't want it.
Listen, I think crack's gotten a bad rap, Rex. I mean, I've always had good experiences with it. I think if you can handle your coke, crack is not bad. I think this is total racism. People are always bitching about what the drugs black people want to do. White people do the same shit. They used to call it freebase. Remember in the 70s?
Right. It was more accepted back then.
Yeah,
you know?
Crack. It's good for you. And Rex, let's talk about drug abuse. Now, you are a sick and sordid individual. The cops tried to bust down your door. They found you with firearms, drugs, sluts running all around the place. You're an inspiration.
We were filming. We had to have ammo for the money shot.
So it was all just a big elaborate film hoax. I knew it. See, I knew that there was a method to your madness, Mr. Everything.
Well, the gun was there because, you know, security, the girls need to be secure and
that's right. You were
feel
trying
to, good, you know.
You were trying to go for their safety.
They don't want to feel like somebody's gonna come in there and take them out or something, you know, and
that's right.
They're there to have sex.
That's
they don't want somebody to take them away from that.
You need to safeguard this a natural
Stay
resource.
Away, everyone.
You've got firearms, you've got drugs and women. You've got to have something to secure the perimeter. Well, I don't blame you. And, you know, it's so what if the sheriff's department gets in a snit? You know, as far as I'm concerned, you handled the situation well. You're a brilliant guy. And you're a credit to society.
So, I'm a good person.
Nick Oliveri on Radio.
I feel so alive when I am high. Never will die. Pain to survive. Seek out the stairs. Why on the grass? Spend all my cash.
Some we know might just perpetrate on the attack we make, but that ain't our case. Yeah, you know we never hesitate. We just accelerate.
Speed up the pace. Stop what you got. Smoke all your pot. We only came to get high. Take all your pills. Go for the kill. We only came to get high. I feel so alive when I am high. Never will die. Pain to survive. Seek out the sack. White on the black. Rock on the smack.
God, Jesus H. Christ, I tell you what, we only came to get high. The dwarves hitting home only like Nick Oliveri can.
Rex Everything, the man, the myth, and we are all about him this week. That was some pretty wild stuff, huh?
Now that interview, why don't you call me for those interviews, guys? Where are you guys? Down the Tenderloin there, scoring some crack, or what the fuck's going on?
No, it was weird. It happened right by the bottom of the hill.
Oh.
And usually it's like if you want good crack, you got to go downtown. But in this case, you know, they were just throwing it at him.
Wow. I got to just sort of sit in my car.
He doesn't
more
even like
there.
Crack. That's the thing. I'll say that in case there's any police
he
listening.
He said that as well.
He actually goes to the trouble of saying.
He's more of an ice guy, meth only.
He's more of an ice guy.
I mean, you know, hey, teach the wrong.
And they say ice guys finish last, you know. But in this case.
Wah, wah. All right, so the one part of the interview that was more of a current events kind of thing is this deal he's doing with Slayer, right? Or the Slayer dudes, I should say.
You know, it sounds very abstract, but I can't wait to hear it. I mean, it's a recording project, basically, so to hear Nick with Dave Lombardo would be a trip, and there's a bunch of good people in it.
You brought up the point of
all about it.
Slayer not really having the bass stand out much, and I think that's a good point. So hearing Nick with the drumming of it's going to be wild.
It would be a whole new dimension. A
whole new universe is going to open up, man. I'll tell you what.
It's very metallic, dude.
Of course, we heard some Mondo Generator in there. This Isn't Love. That's off his latest, greatest, Hell Comes to Your Heart. Got to check that one out. In fact, I'll tell you what, Blake. This is what you got to... Whoa!
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, good Lord.
I should have known. With Oliveri around, the wolves are at the door.
It came from the garage. What are we hearing this week?
We are hearing The Colony. Mm. And this one, it kind of bridges the gap between psychedelic 60s and 60s punk.
Between the here and now.
All
man.
I want.
Regaining consciousness, she stared at the blood on her legs. The heavy liquid pulled at her skirt. The bruise under her left breast reached behind her sternum, seizing like a hand at her heart. She sat up, lifting herself from the broken steering wheel, uncertain for a moment whether the car windshield had been fractured. Against her forehead, the strands of blood formed a torn veil. Above her knees, a hand moved toward the door lever. As she watched, the door opened and she fell out.
Breaking glass in the under- Plus. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Hear the crushing steel. Feel the steering wheel. Warm. Leatherette. 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 Warm leatherette. Melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette. A tear of petrol is in your eye. The handbrake penetrates your thigh. Quick. Let's make love before you die. On warm leatherette. On warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Warm leatherette. Join the car crash set.
Are you serious?
Of course. Deadly serious.
We got the title track from the new album for you. This is Screaming for Vengeance!
Right there. Hey, what the hell?
This is ludicrous, Michael.
Good
you
God.
Know, back in my day, you got a nice ukulele, and you sat and you sort of strummed it, and you you made a nice number about an attractive young lady that.
Well, I thought you guys didn't have sex till like the 60s or whatever.
Treat it now,
making Romeo. Listen, those who make love at homeo, you do your spooning in a parlor or car. I know a place that's old but better by far. In the winter or summer, spring or fall, is my advice to you all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't love her with the moon above her, you'll never get her to fall. Give her a kiss, do it again, tell her you're from the city where men are men. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. If you ain't kissed her, let me tell you, mister, you'll find your chances are small. Winter may come, what if it's cold? Or if you can't keep her warm, then you're growing old. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all. Say now, if you can't land her on the old veranda, you can't land her at all. Just one box of candy, and she'll think you're dandy. It doesn't matter how small. If she's not a peach, that's no disgrace. In the dark, you'll never even notice her face. If you can't land her on the old veranda, then you can't land her at all.
If you ain't fucked a panda, you might as well fuck Amanda. What the fuck was that, Krusty, you kook, man? Krusty's. I kicked that motherfucker out of my chair.
Hey, you got run out to take a piss. That guy comes running in here every goddamn time. You got to lock the door when you go out
there.
Because
he hides in the toilet. That's the Krusty
curmudgeon. Is that where he stashed himself?
Thing. How do you think he gets so
ukulele
Krusty?
Ike he threw on there, which I got to say in a bad tune. If you can't land her on the old veranda 1926, you know, it's kind of kitschy.
You can't land. You know, people don't mention verandas or credenzas enough. We should have more songs. Remind me to write a credenza.
Put your fucking credenza
song.
On the veranda and just have
put
a good old time with it.
Put your credenza on the veranda.
It's a hit, I tell you.
With a gal named Amanda.
But he did fuck up my JP record before that. Screaming for vengeance. I know you're not a heavy metal guy, but come on. You got to give it up for screaming.
But see, that's heavy metal that makes sense, because what else do you scream for? Vengeance.
Vengeance.
That's what you'd be screaming for. You're not like screaming for a BLT.
No, unless you're on a really bad commercial, which could happen. The Normal before that, a little ode there to J.G. Ballard's novel The Crash, which we heard a little snippet of before that from the 1973 BBC production. And we started things off with the It Came from the Garage, The Colony with All I Want from 1967.
Very dramatic. Wasn't it? With that lead guitar, somebody was like, the way I feel. Ah!
It was sort of that half pop, half psychedelic thing. Stuff that the ladies just love.
I am woman, hear me roar in numbers too big to ignore. And I know too much to go back to
time once again. Tearing, touching, feeling, screaming side. Of Radio Like You Want. We're heading back to France this week, Blag. What do we got on the queued up here in the old
Sylvie Vartan. Oui, c'est lui.
On Radio
Like You Want.
Oui, oui.
Oui, croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime.
Oui, c'est lui, c'est bien lui.
Oui, croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime. Papa est furieux quand je sors avec lui. Il en devient bleu quand parfois je lui dis. Oui, croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime.
Oui, c'est lui.
la première fois. Quand on s'est vu pour la première fois, et rien ne pourra m'empêcher de l'aimer. J'y tiens, c'est pourquoi je ne peux vous cacher. Oui, croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime. Maman dit c'est insensé, il n'est pas fait. Tous mes rêves, il fait partie de tous mes rêves. Papa dit qu'il faut l'oublier, pourtant je ne crains pas de lui répéter. Croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime. Que j'y tiens, croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime.
Oui, c'est lui, c'est bien lui.
Croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime.
Oui, c'est lui, c'est bien lui.
Oui, croyez-moi, c'est lui que j'aime.
More exactly, I think that new emotions and new feelings are being created, that modern technology is beginning to reach into our dreams and change our whole way of looking at things and perceiving reality, that more and more it is drawing us away from contemplating ourselves to contemplating its world.
One dark and rainy night, my girl and I got lost in a cave. I called to her, and she calls to me, but we're still lost in the cave.
Julie, Julie, Julie. 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 Jul
You know, it's impossible to make these goddamn transitions, man. You know what I mean? These fucking transitions. You try to come out of these up-tempo numbers, and then you got to go into a fucking death dedication. I mean, I don't know who thought. I want somebody to use his fucking brain not to come out of a number that is up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
All right, Spike, point well taken. This one goes out to Funkmaster Leroy Sugarman, Ohio Players.
You just go from man to man. I just don't seem to understand why you're so very hard to take, you sweet sticky thing. If I could slow you down sometime, I'd like to try and change your mind. You're really not the one to blame, you sweet sticky thing.
Mike, once again proving that you are black.
Yeah, the evidence is overwhelming for sure. This one goes out to Leroy Sugarfoot from the Ohio Players. Sweet sticky thang. Before that, we heard Gary, Spider Webb, The Cave Part 1. And we started out with some French chick for the estrogen OD.
Sylvie Vartan, my friend.
That gets us up to date and out of time, Black. Who are we going to thank?
You
where they
got
to go? What are we
going to
do?
When
they got
to
go?
We got to thank Nick Oliveri, Mondo Generator, and the entire motherfucking crew. Don't forget, interviews at RadioLikeYouWant.com.
That's where you send the material. You want to get all the shows? You want to find out all the info? You want to get the inside scoop, all the track lists, everything you need to know?
I do.
RadioLikeYouWant.com is where you need to go, Black.
I'm going there, Mike, and I'm going hard, fast, and in between.
And you know we're syndicated all over the internet. I tell you what, we're on Thursday night, 7 p.m., punkradiocast.com. We're on realpunkradio.com, featured on punknews.com. Let's face it, if punk is in the URL, we're part of the deal.
Punknews.org has started to feature, Mike, the motherfucking Radio Like You Want podcast.
Front page.
It just goes
center.
To prove what we've been saying all along. You give the people drugs and pay them off, they are going to listen, Mike. Tune in every
sweet
motherfucking
sticky
time. Reading.
Greedy Worldwide.